This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Welcome to Saturday Magazine. This morning we come to you live and kicking from the Joy Studios in Bourke Street. The show is filled with guests, explainers, complainers, opinions, and perhaps just a little bit of gossip. Stay in, tune in, stay alive. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine with David Macca McCarthy.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and available on podcast. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's flagship news, current affairs and lifestyle program, an eclectic mix of local and national news, current affairs and lifestyle, all framed within a queer perspective. And it's live. I'm Macca. My co-host this morning is Tass. Paul is on panel. Fiona on social media. We have a great show coming up for you today. Martin Foley, Minister for Equality and Mental Health, and lots of other things as well, is going to join us to talk about some recent initiatives, but also what it's like working in lockdown, some of the challenges that the government is facing and communities are facing. Then we've got, we're going to have Paul and Tass and I are going to have a little shoot the breeze. We're not sure what we're going to talk about yet.
Good morning to you, Macca.
What are we going to talk about, Tass and Paul?
You'll see. I've got a few questions to ask you. Let's think of it as an interrogation of Macca.
Oh, okay.
There's lots to talk about in the retail sector, Macca. So I think we'll replace Paul Zara with some retail talk potentially.
Yes, yes. And I actually went down to DJ's food hall this morning to get my beef Wellington, and no one around.
You're addicted to those, Macca.
I am addicted, but no one around. No one around. Anyway, then we're going to speak after 11 with Professor, Associate Professor, otherwise known as an Aspro, G.G. Foster. Now, G.G. was on
Q&A
a few weeks ago and caused quite a reaction.
A tad controversial.
A tad? Well, I actually think that G.G.'s views are a bit like the virus. They need to be suppressed to stop their spread. Anyway... I'm going to approach it with an open mind.
And tact, I hope, Macca.
And tact, of course.
Straight after that, we've got Maggie Toko.
Yes, and Maggie is the is going to talk to us about the Mental Health Complaints Commission and where complaints are coming from, what the nature of them is.
But more importantly, what they mean for the LGBTI community.
And what they mean for our community.
What
and
themes are emerging, yeah. What the issues are.
And what happens with those complaints.
And Macca, we're finishing off with Mike Hitch, who's a journo from Star Observer.
Yes, and now, this is about the re-examination of a number of gay hate crimes from decades past. And if people remember the SBS series Deep Water, which was about a whole lot of gay hate crimes, murders in Sydney, and that really opened up the issue and gave a lot of traction to people that have been trying to get these issues raised, trying to get them reinvestigated. And we've seen someone has actually been charged with one of the murders over 30 years ago.
I think that's an amazing story.
It Matt. Is. And,
I'd love
and,
to know more about that.
Yeah, and don't forget, SBS did that series. Mike Abeed was the CEO of SBS at the time, and he drove...
What was that called, Macca?
Deep Water.
That's it.
And he drove that and supported that series really, really hard to make it happen. And, you know, so full credit to him, but also Star Observer have been carrying this for some time, talking about this issue, and that's great.
Now, Macca, how's your week been?
Oh,
well, 2 weeks actually, because you weren't here last week.
Yeah, I drove to you know, to Sydney last week. Just had a piece of work that I had to do.
A piece of work,
and look, that was great. It's actually, I think, we're going to see an increase in driving holidays. Again, think back to the days. I don't know when you were a kid, Tass, whether you know the whole family got in the car and went down to the beach, you know, for a weekend or whatever.
We never did overnight things, Macca, as kids.
Didn't you?
We did sort of day trips. So Dad would take us off to Queenscliff, or he'd take us to Torquay,
okay,
or Bacchus Marsh, or, you know, Lurdidur Gorge. But we never did overnight trips. But I know in my early 20s, I used to do what we fondly called pensioner drives. Jump in the car and just sort of meander around the streets and look at houses and parks and shops and maybe pick up a chocolate eclair somewhere or some fish and chips.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
And in fact, you know, we've been talking about that at home. What are we going to do? We've planned a couple of overseas trips this year, Mac, and of course they're not going to
happen. They're not happening.
I don't think we'll be jumping on an overseas plane for at least 2 years, Mac.
No, look, I think by the middle of next year, there'll be some places you can go.
So, Macca, you think you're happy to go overseas on a plane without a vaccine or an effective form of treatment?
Well, let's assume that if infection hasn't fallen, then it's actually all about testing. It is about, you know, how you're exposed. I'd like to, you know, I remain optimistic. I think by the middle of next year there will be some international travel to some locations.
I think there will be. My question to you is, are you prepared to take the risk at a personal level to jump on a plane, travel to an unknown or a destination that you do know without a vaccine or an effective form of treatment that's not going to be debilitating?
Probably.
I'm going to have to cancel you off air, Macca.
Yeah, probably. Look,
you do meet a number of the risk criteria, Dale, including age,
that's
let alone the other vices.
most likely not. I will be guided by the advice and the level of risk. Look, I think 2 years is a long time. Who knows?
Macca, I mean, Macca, as kids, we didn't travel overseas. You might have,
yeah,
but we didn't. I mean, I didn't get overseas until I was 19. So 2 years without an overseas trip is hardly going to kill me.
No, it's not. But then again, it might.
Well, that's true. Yeah. But the truth is, Macca, there's so much to see in our wonderful country. So
of course.
How about not just...
Have you ever been to the Outback, Tass?
I have, of course.
Yeah, but I mean actually camped.
Yes, I have,
Macca. I have too, and that is... an unbelievable...
Contrary to popular perception, Macca, I have.
There you go.
And I have been a camper way back.
Yes, well, we know that. So, yeah, look, there's lots of opportunities, to do that. I mean, Paul, you know, we all know that obviously New Zealand is coming up on the horizon as a potential place to visit.
I'll be going there.
You know, there's talk about Fiji. Or, you know, Fiji are driving that discussion more than anyone else.
Macca, I think everyone's keen for the ski season to start.
Yes.
So getting over to New Zealand or getting up the Victorian Alps will be amazing.
Oh, yeah. Tasmania.
Oh, also very good. Chaps, before we go to a quick break, I just thought we've got Fiona on the line. And Fiona's going to give everyone a quick update in terms of how we can actually listen and follow us on Saturday Magazine through our social media channel. So good morning to you, Fiona.
Oh, good morning. Yes, I'm doing all the social media here for StatMag and the StatMag
and the production.
Handle.
Let's be honest.
And the production.
And the production. Without you, there is no show, Fiona.
Well, that's true. I do pull together a lot of the pieces, but, you know, it's
team effort, as we know.
So, Fiona, how can people follow us on the socials?
So, on Twitter, it's StatMag949, and on Facebook, of course, it's Facebook at Saturday Magazine. So, two platforms. We're not on Instagram yet. Maybe we'll move on to that next.
Yes.
Cool. Well, thank you, Fiona.
Thank you.
No worries.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.